Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Good morning. Wow, I didn't think the show was going to make it on air today. Had to do a whole bunch of last-minute things. But we made it. Greetings. It's the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. I am here in my super-secret location somewhere in Chiloquin, Oregon. Drove late last night. Jokers and Jesters tour in full swing. We were at the Sportsman Tavern in Cave Junction, Oregon. Had a great show, great crowd, great time. It's been a good time getting back out in the highway, getting to work after you little babies made us all go home because you were scared. Grandma killers! Well, you're going to get your comeuppance. You treated people like dirt. You didn't care. You didn't care that they were scared, too. But they thought differently than you, so they were the enemy. You grandma killers. You go home. Don't make no money. Shut the world down. Shut the world down and ruined it. Like a bunch of little paranoid babies. This is what happens when you let chickens lead and not the brave. But here we are. Here we are. A year and some change into this thing. I should say 2 years and some change into this thing. Boy, the time flies. Yes, we're here to talk about today's hot topics. I want to tell you a little story about government stupidity. I'm traveling in Oregon, and for those of you who don't know in Oregon, you can't pump your own gas here. This is like New Jersey, the two states in the United States where you have to be a professional trained pumper to touch the hose. That's right. So I rolled into a gas station to get some gas, not thinking I'm in Oregon, jump out, put my card in. And at that time, the attendant shows up, and he's like, I'll take care of that for you. And that's when I realized, I told him, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I was in Oregon. And he goes, no, don't worry, I've got it. And I said, fill it up with regular, and he puts the pump in and sets the little clip thing that holds it on and scurries off. Now, I'm not a professional pumper. I don't profess to be one. I'm a shade tree pumper, though, because I've been doing it for years. It's funny because I'm no professional, mind you, but I've always been told to never leave the pump unattended, especially when you got one of them little hook things on. Because, see, they have a tendency to fail. And when they fail, much gasoline is wasted. But he was the professional, so I trusted that he was aware of what he was doing. And as such, I went about cleaning the windshield because they just pump your gas. They don't do anything like Otis used to do at the garage on Andy Griffith, I think is his name. I don't remember. I'm terrible with names. You know that if you listen to the show. Anyway, he scurries off to put the pump in other cars and start them so he can run off and leave them unattended also. But that's not my problem. So I finished cleaning the front windshield and cleaned the back window and coming around, and there was a gigantic puddle under my car, my van. How big was the puddle? There was at least enough gas to pay for my grandson's education. when he reaches college age. So I, being a shade tree pumper, I know, again, I'm not a professional pumper. I realized that the equipment had malfunctions, and luckily, I clicked it off and saved the day, at which point dipshit finally showed back up. You see, it's much safer in Oregon to have a trained professional pump your gas than you idiot shade tree guys. So rather than have a person start the pump, stand there and attend it, they have one person who starts the pump and then scurries around to six other cars like a hamster on a wheel to service them unsafely. But the government says it's better, so it's better. That's number one. Story number two. If you know anything about going into California, you have to pass through a fruit checkpoint, fruit and vegetable and plant checkpoint. They have neither a fruit or a vegetable, although there are many fruits in California. I don't know what one more makes a difference. But I rolled up to the fruit checkpoint, and the object of the fruit checkpoint is to always get through attempting to search your vehicle, because I've had that happen before too. So I rolled up, and this guy asked me a question that rather puzzled me. He said, and it's really funny, I thought about it after the fact. He said, is this a van converted into a RV? Now, mind you, my passenger seat is spun around because right at the moment, when I'm traveling, I have my passenger seat backwards. It makes a very comfortable seat. Matter of fact, that's the seat I'm sitting in right now. Well, I do drive this daily. So trying to pick the answer that would be the least likely to trigger a search, I said daily driver, forgetting that my seat was turned around right behind me, and he could see that, although he could not see the back. So he goes, do you have any fruits, vegetables, and plants? And I said, no. And he said, you may continue freely. I say freely with air quotes, because the mere fact that you must stop and declare what fruits or vegetables you have in your car is a severe violation of your Fourth Amendment rights to travel free and unmolested. But California has lost its damn mind, and they just don't care. So I got through the checkpoint again. Sorry if I'm yawning and tired, but I have been up late into the evening driving from Cave Junction over here to Chiloquin, Oregon, so I could have internet and a telephone service, because that stuff is very important to do the show. Sorry, I am trying to get a breakfast drink because, like I said, I just woke up. I'm trying to get going. If my voice sounds a little rough, it's because I've been breathing smoke out here in Oregon for quite a while. It has been one fire after another fire after another fire. So the smoke takes its toll on your lungs after being in it for quite some time. Ain't nothing funny about fire season in California. Every year is an adventure out here, especially since they've been having so less rain. But everybody's like, oh, that's climate change. That's man-made. No, it's not. Look, folks, the climate changes. It's changed without us. It's going to change with us. We don't mean nothing. You want to sit there and think that you're really that important, that you can change the world's weather, you think way too much of yourself. That's what I'm going to say. So, anyhow, it's been a good trip, though, except for the gas prices. Damn you, Putin. Oh, they've been coming down. Yeah, but they're still $5. You know what I'm saying? It's still $5. That's what it is. Still $5. I long for the days of $2 gas and the world not being in turmoil. But here we are, Captain Dipship and Cackling Hyena, second in command. I keep seeing pictures while we're talking about Kamala, and I don't know if it's true. I haven't even taken the time to research it, but apparently she has a book out, and if the rumors are true, it's called Blowing My Way to the Top. I got to find out. Let's see if we can find out real quick. No, wouldn't you know, I'm having trouble. Oh, wait a minute. I know what's wrong. Sorry, I'm trying to get my computer to do something, and it's fighting me. Let's see here if this works now. No, of course not. It doesn't work. Don't you hate technology problems right when you're in the middle of trying to do a show? I hate that. Let me see here if this will... Ah, there we go. Sorry, my mouse quit working. All right, let us look. Let's try Kamala Harris new book. Let's see what that brings up. Well, it doesn't say if that's the title. I guess not. I guess it was just a bunch of people being funny as they will. It is kind of an appropriate title. You know, she used to be Montel's piece. You know, it's kind of funny because it's a competition on who can say the most nonsensical stuff. It's a shame that people that dumb could be in charge of the United States. But there they are, killing it. And the country. Goodness, folks. And there's been all this talk about the side effects from the Uncle Sam's little prick. It's definitely getting to the point, folks, where the truth is coming out. They can only hide the numbers for so long, and then everybody's going to know somebody that's been directly affected by Uncle Sam's little prick, and then hell's going to come down. Will these people finally awaken to the fact that they've been duped? And they will. Oh, it's happening every day. Just look at the paper every day. Another person has just died suddenly. Another perfectly healthy person just drops dead. That's normal, right? We all talked about that before the Rona, right? Remember, I can remember but he just saw him dead. That's what I've been saying for weeks, man. People just dropping dead. And everybody's like, oh, that's normal. That's funny. I can't remember people just dying in their sleep until recently. I'm not saying it didn't happen. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, day after day, story after story, cyclists, 22-year-old football player, tennis stars, movie people. Justin Bieber came to this tour. His face is all messed up. But it's not from the jab. It just happened that he had the jab and his face went pizza. The world's going crazy, folks. There's lots of news out of Ukraine. Apparently, the Russians are getting their asses handed to them. But we don't know. Have you been to Ukraine? Have you? See, this is the whole thing. All you know is what you're told. All you know is what you're told, unless you're there. It's much like when they talk about how horrible a hurricane was in Virginia Beach, and I was there. I sat through it in an RV. So how horrible could it have been? Yet on the national news, they will talk of the extreme tragedies and drum up the fear, because that is what makes people watch. That's pretty much the truth. It's what you call a casualty vampire. It's not necessarily a good thing, but people do that. They have a morbid curiosity. Is that what it is? A morbid curiosity, and so they must stop and watch. Again, everything you have, everything you're told is being told to you by somebody who's not necessarily there. It's like the old telephone game where you pass a message between people and it changes until it's nothing like, it finishes up nothing like it started, is the point. But here we are. Here we are. In a world going crazy with an idiot president, an idiot vice president, and people still trying to force a jab that will turn out to be the end of many people. Doesn't matter that it doesn't stop it. Doesn't matter that it has side effects. Doesn't matter that it increases risk of myocarditis. It doesn't. Everybody step forward and take Uncle Sam's little prick. That's all that matters. And you have to ask yourself why, because you can't even use this bullshit lie that you didn't get it sick. How can you prove that? You absolutely cannot prove that. You absolutely, positively cannot prove that. Because you don't know how sick they would have got in the first place. That's how I know it's a lie. To say the severity will be less, you're just brainwashing people. Because I hear that people say all these stupid little cliches that have been spread around. I won't get as sick at least. Well, bullshit, folks. I'm telling you. But you can go ahead and take it if you want. You can take it if you want. Not me. Not me. I will never take that. You can tell me you'll lose your job. You won't be able to do anything. Yes, I will. I will go off grid. I will live on my own. I will live in the woods, because I would rather live a free man and struggle than bow down, get on my knees, and accept Uncle Sam's little prick, because I know what it is. You people will put down food that says GMO on it, but stood in line to become a GMO. And see, all the things that I said from the beginning have come true. All the things the experts, air quotes, said has been proven to be false, and at many times an out-and-out lie that was told to the American public. Do you understand that? I don't know why the need to keep forcing it. I do not know why the need, but it is still being forced upon people, and it is a shame. It is an absolute shame. Well, I'm going to get the first break out of the way, and then we're going to start attacking the news, reading stories, discussing it, and getting moving. So, it's great to be out here on the highway again. Great to be at a great, safe location with great internet. Hope you're having a great day. I am. So here we go. Let's get this done and move on down the highway. And as I always do, Proof got me into this, so I always start with his ads.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
All righty. We're back. Time to get on to the news. Again, when I'm on the road, it's kind of easier to do drudge. Because I'm stuck in a van and I've got my computer in an awkward position, which makes it hard to use. And yeah, it's my rolling van studio. It's the bunker, the creeper studio, shall we call it. Perfect. Top headline, Drudge, Russia on the run. Invaders push back to the border. So Ukraine makes more gains, pushes back to the border in places. Ukrainian troops reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russia on Monday, pushing them all the way back to the northeastern border in some places. So, looks like they've taken some of that $100 billion we've given them and done something with it. So, the war continues. But it's funny that even with a war going on in an election year, the price of gasoline is still... but just remember, the government has nothing to do with the price of gasoline. What are we even doing in Ukraine? Are we the world police? Is that what we are? We sure as hell are the world givers. I rarely hear of other people giving $50 and $60 billion to the United States. I'm trying to think of a time I heard it. Anybody? Mueller? Mueller? Anybody tell me when the United States was given billions by other countries? Anybody? Anybody? Because I would appreciate an answer to that one. Maybe that's your research, your homework from Dan, the PhD in life guy. Here's your homework so you don't get caught doing your own research, because for some reason that is wrong. Try researching and see whoever gave the United States billions, you know, just because we needed it. I think you'd have to go clear back to the war when the French helped us to find a time when the money flew the other way. Flowed. Again, I'm still waking up. And I thought Russia is a juggernaut. But they get their asses handed to them by a bunch of drones carrying little bombs. So in other words, your multi-million dollar army of the highest technology in the world can be defeated by Timmy and his little drone. That's got to make you feel good about your purchase, right? We spent billions on this damn little drone, just destroyed it. Well, there goes another $1 million cost by a $39.95 Walmart. It's something. It's absolutely something, kids. They are wowzer. Just wowzer. That's all I got to say. Russ is getting their asses kicked by a bunch of little drones. Maybe Joe can send him some F-16s that he keeps threatening every with. Maybe that'll change the battle. Because Joe believes, I got F-16s, I'll kick your ass. You don't get it, do you? F-16, yeah, you can kick a bunch of people's ass, but you can't win from the air. You can damage, you can upset, you can crush, you can make life difficult, but it takes boots on the ground to win. Everybody knows that. That has not changed. They're saying it's the greatest counteroffensive since World War II. Don't worry. World War III will be in there shortly. They want the war. See, I want you to think, if you can, and this requires you to open your mind. And yes, people will call you conspiracy theorists, but you need to open your mind and think. All right, who has killed the most people on the planet Earth? Was it like a serial killer who got 30? Governments who take millions. Socialism, 50, 60, 70 million dead. All the wars created by all the governments have killed millions and maimed many more. They've destroyed country. They've destroyed economies. They've destroyed people. So who's more dangerous? I ask that because I want you – everybody's quick to throw their power to the government. And they think the government will – do what's best for them, because the government's there for the people. No, the government's there for the government, kids. That's what history proves. Oh, the government may start out as a great beneficial thing, but it always, always mutates into something worse once it becomes self-aware that it is powerful. They hold all the cards in the game. See, they set up these rules, but it's their judges who decide who wins in a battle. You are one against them if you do not stand with your fellow countrymen. And they know it. That's why we're much easier to control when we're divided and we're fighting over racism. I'm not saying racism doesn't exist, but not to the extreme that they want it to be. So they drum up the fear of it, the fear porn, just like they did with the 99% survivable virus. They talked about the few cases. Oh, it's horrible. Grandma killer. Because rights are easily taken when you're scared. And that's the bottom line. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. Ben Franklin knew. Ben Franklin said those that will give up their rights for safety deserve neither. That's right. Freedom requires you to be brave and not run and cower over something as minuscule as a 1% death ratio. But we have taught to be scared and weak. Disney CEO plots metaverse domination, sees company as a grand unifier. Folks, the metaverse is, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous ideas to come along. See, the funny thing is they're making movies about this stuff, and I'm not saying that movies are true, but movies bring forward what will eventually happen with everything. There have been some good movies about that. I think it was Bruce Willis did the one about where the people lived in these universes where they would set at home and they'd become the robot, and the robot would go live in the world for them. I think it was called Surrogate. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Again, I'm terrible with names. But it made some very good points. While those people were totally safe and they could live, I guess, by going out into this body and doing stuff, but that's not the same. It's not the same. And I don't know. They create fear, and then they say they're going to remove fear. They create the fear of dying, the fear of transmitting diseases, but you can live, quote, through this. No, that's not living. Going somewhere virtually is not living, folks. Walking place is somehow different. But we're told to just go to the metaverse. It's sad. It's sad how far apart we are drifting as human beings. It really is. You ever seen Demolition Man? Go watch it because just like Idiocracy, this is turning into a documentary. And if you watch Demolition Man, you realize that we are heading down that route. Much. In Demolition Man, you couldn't touch each other because that spread disease. Well, that's what they just tried to do with the little monk outbreak. They just tried to sit there and tell people that it's not okay to live. It's not. It's not okay. That you should fear. That you should fear, and if you hide, you won't die. But you won't live. Get out there and live, folks. Quit being scared. That's my biggest message. Oh, and of course, Donald's back again. Do you realize that for the past 6 years now, they've almost had him? Seriously, almost. I'm hoping my headset ain't cutting in and out because I keep hearing doo-doo-doo. I'm hoping that it's not, but if it is, I'm sorry. It just could be solar flares because things have been going crazy, but they've been having Donald. They had him. They had him impeached. They had him in collusion. They had him on Russian story, and he peed on hookers and all kinds of stuff. I'm Sorry, it sounds like they got confused with Hunter Biden. That movie, My Son Hunter, is out, and it is ticking the libs off. So it must be true. Trump's surprise visit to D.C. sparked speculation. Let's see what the speculation. Oh, he went to Walter Reed Hospital, and so now they're speculating that he is sick. Oh, well, we're talking about sick. I don't know if you caught this or not. The people who have been calling ivermectin horse dewormer and saying it had absolutely no effect on the Rona, and that if you said so, you were censored because you were lying and a conspiracy theorist. Now on the NIH, the National Institute for Health website, ivermectin is now listed as a treatment for the Rona. So there you go. There you go. Another conspiracy theory. Another one shown to be just that, the truth. They call them conspiracy theorists because they don't want to face them. Also, I like this. The Democrats are refusing to debate that lake woman because they say she's a conspiracy theorist. See, we're in a war of ideas here, folks, and one side has definitely chosen to belittle, attack personal character. They're doing everything underhanded as a human could do to avoid. They will not debate you. What is wrong with a debate? Even if they're okay, let's say they are a conspiracy theorist. Let's just say they are. Why can you not debate them? If it is a conspiracy theory, then you can provide the truth theory, can't you? Can't you tell the truth? And if it's a false, it will not stand up to scrutiny. But what we are seeing here is your stuff is the conspiracy theory. The stuff being pushed by the government is the conspiracy theory. It cannot stand scrutiny. Lies cannot stand scrutiny. The truth can stand scrutiny. This is why they run from debates. This is why they don't want conservatives talking on campuses. Because the truth delivered and persuade people. That's why they're so afraid of free speech. That's why it's so important for them to limit free speech. That's why it's so important for them to shut down free speech. Because a lie cannot stand scrutiny. And they're peddling lies. And they don't want people speaking the truth. Oh, no. They do not want them speaking the truth. Because it's it's amazing where we are right now. I get frustrated. I don't say, see, the whole thing is I'm not saying everything I'm saying is right neither. But I'm at least open and willing to debate. I'm open and willing to talk about it. I don't sit there and go, oh, your idea is stupid. Shut up. I don't even want to hear it. I read everything. That's why you think I'm sitting here reading Drudge. Drudge used to be a place for information, but now it is just like all the others, just a voice box for the regime. I don't know. I do not know. Let's see what this says. Lawyers reject. This is from CNN, so you know it's Commie News Network. Trump asked judge to reject DOJ's request to continue to review. Folks, They want the judge to reject the Justice Department's attempt to continue reviewed classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. And he does. See, this is funny. This is what I'm talking about. This is, if this was Obama, with, he has documents missing too, and he took stuff with him too, of course the press will hold his water and carry it for him and say, Obama did nothing. Hillary did nothing. And see, it's really funny how the Democrats' only defense against this is, well, I'm sure you're going to bring up Hillary's emails. Yeah, we should. She had a private server in her house unsecured. And when questioned about it, she destroyed hard drives and bleached the system. Of course, she famously said, I don't know. Do you put bleach on it? Acting stupid. Well, she's not stupid. That's one thing you can say for Hillary. She ain't stupid. That's the one thing you can say for her. She ain't stupid. And it is a spat over presidential records. And like everything, because it's Trump, it has to be elevated. Because it's Trump, it has to be the end of the world. Because it's Trump, it has to be horrific. So, it's truly sad, folks. It's truly sad where we are at. So, time is rolling by. Time to shoot some commercials in here. Be right back.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter the Corinthians, part on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Well, we're back. Get back into the news here. You make it. Liberated villages describe Russian troops dropping rifles and fleeing. Of course, that's there. Of course, now they're talking about gas prices keep plunging, raising hopes, inflation slowing. Because hopes are all we got, folks, because we don't have a president. I mean, okay. Listen to me when we talk about gas, because this is another one of those things that the news is doing, and that they are they're carrying the water for Biden, because when the prices were going up, it was Putin's fault. When the prices are falling, it's Biden's work. And even what it's falling is still high. $4 and something for gas is not a bargain. But we have to make gas expensive, so the green technology, which is more expensive, becomes affordable. The bait and switch. Do we need to develop green technology? Yes, I 100% am for solar and wind. But not the way we're doing it now. Have you driven across the Midwest? Miles and miles and miles of red blinking lights at night from these monstrosities. People say flat country's not beautiful. I love flat country. But now there's no flat country left because all these damn demonic pinwheels are spinning. And each one of those has blades which are not biodegradable, blades which are not recyclable. So landfill after landfill after landfill is being filled with these gigantic things. Not to mention the land being destroyed to mine to get the ores necessary to make the batteries. The gigantic open strip mines. Okay with that. You're okay with a gigantic strip mine to get your battery. And like I said, and I'll say it again, I'm going to keep saying it till somebody starts listening. Who the hell decided that batteries were the next option? Who? There are so many. Look, research this. Again, more homework for you. Research air-powered cars. There's a company that's already made them. They have cars that run on compressed air that you can fill up with a compressor and move on down the highway. Just like gasoline, except it's not explosive. There's no deadly vapors. There's nothing to catch fire. It's a scuba tank that runs your car. But no, we have decided. We have cars now all over the world that are running on salt water. Look it up. Who decided batteries was the way? That's my question. It is not the best direction. So why must we plow headlong down this road? Because the government said so. The government that has stockholders that are probably in the battery industry. Oh, don't think that your elected representatives are not crooked and that they do not make money. Because if you believe that, then you have no way to explain how somebody making $175,000 a year in an extremely expensive town can suddenly become a multi-millionaire. It's almost like they took a payoff. Not saying they did, but it's almost like. It says gasoline prices continue to tumble. Average national gasoline prices hit $5.02 back in June. And national average on Friday was $3.74. When the last trip I took while Donald Trump was president, I paid on average $2 a gallon for gas to cross this country. And on this last trip, I paid an average of $4. Doubling my expenses. And I am by far not rich. So what's happening is the market is leveling the playing field. They are trying desperately to make fuel unaffordable. But everybody still uses fuel. In California, 2035, you're not going to be able to sell a gasoline car because you're going to, you know, going to go green. Oh, by the way, the grid's overloaded. Don't plug your car in. Why do you follow this stupidity? That's what I don't understand. Why do you think people that make stupid decisions have your interests at all? Show me a government program that's highly successful. Show me one that's highly successful and came in at the budget they originally set, because there is no such program. It's unreal. But the gas prices are falling surprisingly right before an election. Huh, who'd have seen that coming? Only me months ago when gas prices were high, I said they will never in an election year allow these gas prices to remain, because it will be a slaughter for everybody in office, and that's all they give a shit about is being in office. That's all they give a shit about. They don't care about you. Like I said, take a stripper home. I'm sure she loves you too. I'm sure she loves you too. I don't get it. Let's see here. Oh, look, they want to talk about Tom Brady coming back. Who gives a shit? Seriously, folks. It's good to be entertained by sports, but as far as that being main news, no. They're sports. They're distractions. Oh, look. 13 years later, they're going to make another Avatar. Jesus, folks. I am so sick to death of sequels and run-ons. It's create something new. How about that? Create something new. That's... I don't get it. Let's see here. Dems find hope in Florida. Let's see what this is. This has got to be something. Democrats see realistic path to victories in Florida. Democrats are eyeing what they believe is an increasingly realistic path. Who in the hell are these people talking to? I guess they must be talking to the mules that are going to be carrying votes to the next election. Because I look around, and I'm out here in heavily, heavily Democrat country, and they are not even buying this. How are you going to let the people that want to force you to cover their mouth and your mouth and take their little prick? Why are you going to vote them people? Why are you going to vote to people when it destroyed your lives? It's not the Republicans in this case. Democrat. It was mostly Democrats who shut their state down like good little commie dictators who destroyed their economies because they wanted Trump gone at all costs, who stopped the investigations into the massive voter fraud in the last election. That was proven by 2,000 mules. All you'd have to do is take that and show it to a courtroom to convince people. It's if you want to vote Democrat, you're dumb. I'm going to put that out there right now. I don't care what you think of me. But these people are on a tear to take your rights over the Rona and global warming or climate change, because we can't call it warming because some years it's warm and some years it's cold, you know, like it's done for the entire history of the planet of the Earth. The climate has changed before man was here. It will change after man is here. It will always change. Because that's what the climate does. That's why when you build a house and you have the floor plans drawn, your house is designed for a 100-year flood. Because weather travels in cycles. It was doing that before. How did we have like a mini ice age in medieval times? How come? Where were the cars? Where was the man-made change? The climate changes regardless of man. We try to think way too highly of ourselves. But if you want to vote Democrats, you're probably the idiots wearing masks and cars by yourself, because you obviously are driven by fear, and they are they're going to do it. Oh, look at this. COVID still killing hundreds of Americans a day. Disease on pace to remain the third leading cause of death, with older and sicker people among the most vulnerable. Again, per the CDC, per their website, people killed by the Rona, and the Rona alone and nothing else, no other comorbidity, were 6 to 10% of the deaths. Again, nobody will say this out in public because you're not allowed to speak anything negative of Uncle Sam's little prick. It must all be positive. Yet it is not. Also remember, as they say, it's the third leading cause of death. Usually number one and number two leading cause of death every year. Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? Medical malpractice. The experts being wrong and killing you with their treatment. So step right up to the plate, get their next treatment, which has never really cleared clinical trials, has never been through a full checkup, and yet is still being reformulated, not tested, and shoved onto the American public. A shot that does not prevent you from getting it. As a matter of fact, the more vaccines you have, it seems, the more cases of the Rona you have. And now the majority of people dying are vaxxed, but they are not as dead as the unvaxxed. And seriously, and as this story points out, there's still people dying. Where did the concern for overwhelming the hospitals just poof disappear? Because Biden's in the White House. We don't have to worry about overwhelming hospitals, even though we've had more cases, even though we're having just as many deaths. You know why? Because Trump's not in office. Because they ruined the world to get at one man. They were that deranged to get at one man that they were willing to destroy the entire world's economy. So you have to ask, why are they so dead set against this one man? You have to ask. It has to be a curiosity. It has to puzzle you. There is some reason they do not want him in there. Oh, let's see what this is. This looks interesting. United Nations. 50 million people stuck in modern slavery. Oh. Always remember, America's the great Satan. But listen, 50 million people around the world are trapped in forced labor and forced marriage, the UN said Monday, warning their ranks had swelled dramatically in the recent years. Let's see here. People trapped in labor and marriage has swelled dramatically in recent years. Let's see here. What happened in recent years? I don't know. Can we think of anything that's happened recently that would cause this to happen? Could it be that you shut the planet down, destroyed the economy, and sent people into corners which they may never get out of? Could it be that? Because something has changed. What is it? Could it be governments forcing you to take a poison? And it is a poison, folks. The truth is going to come out. And when it does, a lot of you ain't going to be happy. The United Nations has set a goal to eradicate all forms of modern slavery by 2030. Can I tell you something? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not for racism. I'm not for slavery. But can I tell you something? Just like crime, you will never eradicate people trapped in slavery. There was always an evil person willing to do evil things, and another person in that evil line, on that evil agenda. It's been here since the beginning of time. It's like prostitution. It's been here for forever. It will be here for forever. It don't matter how many laws you write against it. There are just things that are everywhere that don't, that they've been there forever. There'll always be rich people. There'll always be poor people. The great American experiment's the only way that people got to step from poor into middle. Do your research. When the United States took off is when everybody's life changed. But we are the great Satan. We are horrible. We are to hate ourselves because we are terrible oppressors. But, they finally said in the story that COVID-19 worsened the conditions and swelled debt levels for many. Look, the Rona did not swell debt levels. The Rona did not destroy the economy. The chicken shit overreaction by governments once again was the great destroyer. Once again is responsible for many people's deaths. Once again is responsible for the destruction of people's lives because the government and governments are the real problem on the planet Earth. We are told they're the solution when they are the creator of almost every problem we face. Does that mean we shouldn't have governments? No. But we should have governments that are in their cage and not powerful enough to send people home and threaten them with violence if they don't obey. Yep. Things got worse. All right. Well, we're running again. I'm surprised again how it goes fast. I'm a little tired. Sorry. But it is going. It's just whistling by. It is just whistling by. So I guess we're going to get up to doing some commercials, and then we'll continue with the last 20 minutes of the show. And here we go. Commercial time.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32 through 36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Of course you know that's my favorite commercial. Stand your ground. I love that. It says so much. Well, we're in the final leg of the journey today. I know many of you have been talking about the Queen's passing. You know, it's really funny. It's really funny, and I don't want you to take me wrong. I'm not. Every death is tragic. But this is what I got to say about the Queen. Why do we give a shit in the United States? Seriously. Why do we care? Why do we care? We dumped the Brits long ago. We dumped the Brits long ago. So why? Why do we care? You sit here and you bash the rich and you belittle them and you want to tax them into oblivion. Yet a queen who gets her richness by taking from the subjects, you adore and worship. A woman who when you greet her, she is so above you that she has etiquette and little signs because she cannot be troubled with you peons. And that's who we celebrate? That's who we celebrate? So let me get this right. The evil rich are what's wrong with the world, but this person who got their wealth from their people is not the problem. A business which created its own wealth and paid its people for the own wealth it created by offering people's jobs is evil. But a monarch who acts like a stuck-up person who you have to have personal etiquette to be around because she is so royal and magnanimous. I'm sorry, I don't celebrate people like that. You can, not me. Her passing is a tragedy. I feel sorry for her family. I feel more sorry for her family because how dysfunctional and screwed up they are. Yet they are somehow magnanimous and wonderful. I do not get this, folks. I do not get this. It's utter stupidity in my book. She was but a person. Nothing special. Absolutely nothing special. She is but a person. And that's what you got to understand. You got to understand that more than you can possibly imagine. That's my opinion. I don't see these monarchs, these rich elite bastards, as anything other than that. They are no better than anybody else. They are not above. They are no better. Matter of fact, in many ways, they are worse. And they're all upset because the old biddy died. Oh, well. How the queen used art to shape image. See, that's what I'm saying. She was an image. That everything you guys hate, she is. But now we must all feel the loss of a great leader. Jesus. Iran reveals new suicide drone. See, this is the thing about drones, folks. You know, the United States has real expensive drones, but it doesn't take something expensive. As a matter of fact, the teeny drones that slide through are just as deadly as the big drones. Matter of fact, that's the technology they're working on now, is little drones that can be dropped out in swarms and will just hunt people. Cheap drones are going to change everything. Cheap drones are going to make it so that the average person can be a formidable fighting force. That's what we're seeing in Ukraine. Like I said, them little cheap drones they got, they ain't spending multi-millions on, and they're going out and destroying million-dollar tanks. See, drones and cheap technology will provide the average person the way to fight back against the government in a way they never could in the past. Well, Joe wants to sit there and crow about nuclear weapons and planes. Yeah, you can really cause some damage with those, but can you go in and finish it off? Look at Afghanistan, folks. Look at Afghanistan. Millions and billions and trillions of dollars, hundreds of human lives from America, and we end up pulling out and leaving $1 billion worth of devices and top secret equipment because I thought we had F-16s. So why did we pull out like that? Why did we lose? Because according to Papa Joe, we got nukes, and we got jets, so you want to lose, but they didn't. Because a strong-willed people will always win. That's because there's more people than there is government. And we need to remember that. And we need to stand up against governments that are bad, not give them more power. We need to shrink governments back into their little cages where they cannot destroy people's lives by edict and demand. Governments should be forced back into representing the people. But never doubt that drones are going to change the future of warfare. It's coming. And they're cheap. They're cheap, so they're expendable. Nobody wants to lose $1 million Abrams, but a $70 drone. See, this is the danger, though, of making war a drone business. Once you take the human element out, the human element of losing a life to take a life, a trade for trade, and make it losing a piece of equipment to take a life, then it makes it very easy to send a piece of equipment in. You don't have to worry about sending someone off to slaughter. You can just send a machine that you can build millions of at a dirt cheap cost and just send them out to do your bidding without loss of life on your side. You get it? there's no loss of life. If you don't have anything to lose, then you don't have anything to risk. This is why drone wars are, they're good in that you don't waste a human life on your team, but they're bad in that you don't waste a human life on your team, so you don't have any cost in the game. You get what I'm saying? Tinder promised to revolutionize romance. Many left lonelier and sex deprived. Folks, we are in a societal decay. That's where we're at. They've isolated people. They've changed people's lives. There has been so many things that have happened over this past year. And again, I bring back the movie Demolition Man, because that movie was prophetic. And we are driven down an ever desensitized way of life, where we don't value things like we used to value. Over half of the marriages in the United States end up in divorce. It is no longer the norm to have two parents at home, which created strong families that everybody hates now. We all talk poorly about people. It's truly tragic, the decline that I'm seeing across the country. And there's, the only thing you can do is affect it on an individual level. That's all you can do. Because the big change comes from the little changes. And hopefully people will look and say, maybe we do need to be kinder to each other. Maybe we do. Maybe we do need to, like, I don't know. We need to get back a little from where we are now, because we've driven way out on the cliff. The world's in turmoil. This has happened before. It will happen again, because we're living in a cycle. That's why we're due for a big war. I hate to make it sound that simple, but that's truly how simple it is. People forget that war is bad. They totally forget it. And once they forget it, then there you go. There you go. Don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you, folks. We're in a pickle. We are definitely in a pickle. And they're squeezing everybody. And we're doing a good job of destroying ourselves. And we're allowing them to, because we, look, Illinois just eliminated cash bonds, basically, stuff like murder and aggravated vehicular assault and all that, because it's unfair to a person who's killed somebody that they can't get out of jail. And then you have all these liberal cities just descending into chaos. 30 people shot during the weekend. Just the weekend in Chicago. It's a war zone in Chicago. But you're not allowed to talk about that. Downtown San Francisco, break-ins of cars occurring all the time, but you're not allowed to talk about that. There's chaos in these cities, and they're letting people walk out of stores with props. Letting people walk out of store with products. Yet, the police are still on the highway enforcing speed limits while letting people rob stores blind. because speed limits are so much more needed than crime response. We need some leadership as far as somebody who will a leader represents with strength, and we need somebody who has got a strong moral center. I know a lot of you atheists and stuff hate this morality stuff because, oh, who are you? No, we need a certain amount of morals. I'm not talking about and down to individual things. We need a certain amount of rules. Too many rules, bad. Too few rules, bad. Again, the middle is the place where the truth exists. Combination of left and right is a strong thing. The fighting of left and right is a weak thing. We must try to be strong. We must try to understand the other side and incorporate them together to come to a compromise. Because true compromise is the true answer. Working together. These are all things that we all understand. Working together, working to get better makes you stronger. Working to tear each other down will eventually ruin you. We have to find the common ground that used to be America, the melting pot, where you can have your idea, I can have my idea. They can exist side by side. And we can get along and not be enemies. And we can discuss our differences. Because if we continue down this road, we will destroy ourselves. We will destroy this country. We will destroy the world. That's not an exaggeration. That's a fact. So once again, folks, time has come to an end. We've had a wonderful time again, as always. Hope I wasn't too tired. I didn't get much sleep before the show. I was driving. And check us out, Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour. We're on Facebook. You can check my website, educatedredneck.com, out. It has my travel schedule, so if you'd like to see my humor live, I'm all over the Pacific Northwest. And as always, if you are listening to this, you are the resistance.